police?
So moved.
Of executive police?
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harnett, seconded by Councilwoman Gray. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Rangel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gorman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Rangel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We're back in order. I'd like to say that we don't have any motions come out of executive. We just had an update from our attorney, and we'd like to go into old business, 6A, status of oil and gas well records. Councilman Rebar.
Thank you, Chairman. The question I had is, a couple of mineral council meetings back, we had a resolution authorizing you to send a revision to our records request.
Yes, sir.
And adding additional types of well records. I'm just curious to know, have we received any response from the Bureau of Indian Affairs regarding that?
No, not at this time, sir. That was going to come up today over written performance.
Do you think that we should maybe place a call or write another note?
We will ask for the response of the original letter and request.
Thank you. That's all I have.
And also, I'm just trying, I don't have anything in here. And while we're talking about it, I've been having any kind of contact. It needs to go to Minerals. Some people are wanting the other emails. That's a lot for my council. And why I'm sticking with the contact with Minerals is so Lacey can see it, and then we can have a follow of all the people who's contacting me. And I have a request that they're demanding. I give them mine, and that's fine. I've given it out to 5,000 people. But for the record, I'd like to keep it with contacting me through Minerals, if available, so I can make sure that Lacey gets sent out to everyone, or Linnea sends it out under BIA. And I haven't had a government do it to us as a department, Fish and Wildlife, BIA, whatever the case may be. These are more of individuals. But I want you to know what they're asking. So I'll send it to Minerals first. Council, second.
Speaking to Paul's, and I'm sorry I didn't catch all of it, but we might ought to put that on the agenda for the next meeting. That way we can ask the superintendent, if she comes to the meeting in person, what the status or her response is, if she's going to respond to it or not. So we may put this same agenda item under old business for the next meeting.
Yes, that will work. And we'll have
and you can bring it up at the superintendent's report.
So, should we just table this on today?
Make a motion to table?
Make a motion that we table the old business 6-7-A.
Second.
Yes, I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Rebar, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan. Call for the question, please. To table status of oil and gas records.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gorman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Rangel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. And with that, I'd like to go into the review of 80 minutes. I'd entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Are we skipping B? 6B?
Oh, yeah. Natural gas consultant.
No, we're not. Wait, no, we're not. I was actually thinking that was 4E when I skipped it the first time.
Okay.
I'd like to open the floor up to Councilwoman Foreman on the oil and gas consultant and the review of the position, please.
Thank you, Chair. As all of us know, we passed a resolution to hire a gas consultant to help us figure out, or to help us improve on our gas major. The Natural Gas Committee diligently worked through the Osage Nation procurement process to solicit RFPs. We evaluated, we got, we did, we got five in, we evaluated them, and we came to the council and recommended that we hire the highest rated company. And at that time, we were suggesting that we go through the budget committee, which we also did.
Excuse me, dear.
And during that budget committee, the chairman said he wanted to see the contract. So I, still going through the procurement process, I went through Jamie Wilbur, and she supplied me with the exact same contract that our open well committee used,
Yes.
except it was just changed to fit the gas consultant, which you have before you. It's the red line version. So I'm hoping to get that approved today. And then as far as, I did a little cost analysis of the cost for hiring the consultant for what I felt like we needed as the chair of the natural gas committee. And I used the age-old 80-20 rule for how to go about this. We have 700 meters. Well, actually, we have 700 meters according to the BIS spreadsheet that they gave us a while back. The 80-20 rule says that, basically, it says, 20% of your activities will account for 80% of your results. So my thought process for how to go about auditing our gas measurement is that if we inspect 20% of our meters, which rounds out to 142.
I'm just guessing.
That will give us, that will represent 80% of the production. So, and that also reduces the cost for the gas consultant. And you can see before you, you know, kind of point by point how I'm going through this. I feel like we can probably wrap this up in 39.4 days by inspecting 20% of the meters, spending a few days strategizing and writing reports and having meetings with the natural, with our consultant and the natural, you know, I threw in 3 days for that. And I also put a pencil to the expenditure. You have the total amount here. But if we are able, back in 2009, and we referred to the 10th budget report many times, he said at the time that we were losing $100,000 a month on core measurement. If we, now we're not producing as much gas now as we did in 2009, so if we drop that in half to we're losing $50,000 a month, the expenditure for this gas consultant, which you can see before you, we will, in a year's time, if we can improve our gas measurement just by just half of what he said before, we'll get 1,200% return on our money. That makes sense to me.
And some comfort.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's all estimated and guesstimated, but, you know, this is, I wanted to kind of go through this for all of you to understand, you know, what we're faced with. So the budget committee has, you know, approved to go ahead and come in with the budget and vote on this consultant.
Yes.
This.
Yes, ma'am.
Just for what we said that we were going to do, because we have some monies that are, we're going to have a meeting on Monday. And it's on the list to have to be obligated. So, and we did discuss this contract and we did discuss the need. And we came out with, not with a formal recommendation, but we also have probably around, I think, the tools that need to come out. There's like about, I don't know, I think 8 or 9 items, but this is included in there for like end of year monies to be obligated.
And I've already signed the checks for the tools. Yes,
but, and I might clarify, not the full amount.
Thank you. That was going to be the
budget. It's just a portion to get them started.
And we'll use the 2020 monies.
Is that in form of a motion?
Yes. This is a, I make a motion to go ahead and approve the contract and hire the gas consultant.
Yes.
Question?
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Foreman, second by Councilwoman Gray, open for discussion, second chair, please.
And who is the contractor?
Oh, Agape Inc., which is Standard Pledge.
Yes, Councilman.
Just a general question. You have the red line version, do you have the final version of the contract?
Well, I just wanted to show you that this will be the final version unless somebody has a question or wants to change something. That's why I gave you the.
So what you're saying is, in lieu of all the red line, the red ink, this red ink is the final version that we're approving with this resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you put in there that he will give a presentation to us? I'm sorry.
You will review that contract.
Well, it is in here that he has to give us a report.
Yeah.
You know, after, after the field trip, and once he.
No, final.
A final presentation?
Yeah, I would add that away.
Okay, we'll let you do that.
Is there any representation from here, from Mr. Pledger?
I'm sorry, what?
Is anyone here representing him? Or Agape?
No, there's nobody here.
Okay, we're in good shape. Counsel?
If it would please, suit Ms. Foreman that we're asking people to present the oil and gas summit. That's okay.
Actually, that's in the plan. I didn't bring it up today. I want to get him started working now so that he can present his findings from the end of September, the work he does in October at the summit.
So we can put that language in the contract?
I would have it. It needs to be blessed by us first before it goes out to anybody else.
Mr. Pledger's already agreed to be a speaker at the summit.
And that's fine.
And I'm only offering this to get the contract cleared up. Do you want to say you want a presentation or approval before you present?
Yeah, what if there's something in there that we don't like and we want to change, and then it's already been given out at another location? I think it needs to be first. We need to see it before it goes out.
There's a great answer to that. Anything that'll hold up in court after it's been sent out like that, it's going to be hard to back up. Unless it's already been codified here by resolution.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm struggling with understanding exactly what you want.
Don't lose in federal court.
If I may.
Counsel.
Algape's final report, including conclusions and recommendations, must be approved by the member council before presentation, public presentation.
Correct, okay. Correct, I get that.
Yes. Councilman Red Eagle.
Call for the question.
Call for the question, please.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Yes, Council.
I want to interject just one thing. I know it's not on the agenda, but I want to put it to the minds of the mayoral council here. I know we all have good, great minds. We recollect things and we can remember things. And what I want you all think about is the Watman Schroeder files are still out there on the old road, old 199 road.
Yes, 99 sir.
Road. And we're going to have to do something about this anyway. They were purchased, I think, in 2016.
That's correct.
Okay. 50,000. Here for 3 years now, so we've got to figure out what to do with it. Either store it somewhere or store it here or where. Just want y'all to think about that and put it on your minds and think about it. And maybe with all our memory minds, maybe we can come up with a solution. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Council. And also, I'll check with the archives, see if we can get some room. I do know they had one available ready for it. Yes.
I forgot to add what I was talking about, the gas consultant, and I think this is important for all of us to remember. All of our solutions to bring more value to our shareholders, incremental value than they're getting now, are long-term solutions. The measurement is one of the only thing I can think of right now as a short-term solution to automatically bring more value once we go through the process, find out what the errors are, and demand that the correct.
And that goes without saying. That's a federal entity. Should have been done that anyway. With that, we'll move on. Council?
One more comment. By our next meeting, I'm hoping that you guys can look at your calendars, find a day in each of the individual committees that are to wrap up the strategic plan. Please meet, because we are going to be having our consultant come in to help us wrap it up, but each of the three committees, which consist of another business development, one is myself, Councilwoman Harlan, and Councilmember Yates.
Second chair.
And then, a second chair, sorry, and then...
I request to be on.
Yes.
Well, I mean, all the committees need to meet individually, and then we'll meet together. If we can find one day that we can just work in here, wrap it up, have Nancy come in, and we need to populate all that information into that final, and then we go through it, and then we can get our newsletter and our strategic plan out to the sheriff.
I'd like to have a working session that day.
Yeah, like one day.
Let's bring in a lunch, working lunch, and then wrap it up early in the afternoon.
No, that's all the individual committees.
May I ask if you could repeat the three committees you said?
Okay, I believe the three committees, I know ours was the business development, remember we rolled those thick papers out, we had all that work out. And then the other one was Chairman and Myron, Councilmember, and yourself.
Oh, the three separate groups.
Yes, sir.
And the other one was...
Was production and operations.
Is Paul and Susan, yeah. So if you all can look at your, Lacey, can you put out like some proposed dates, and we can do it probably in here? And then we'll have that on our agenda sometime this month. I mean, if we can't make the, what is our next council member, the 18th?
18th.
If we can't make it, maybe the...
Do we need to pay for Nancy's travel, or...
Yes, we've got that.
Do we have to cover on that?
No.
It's covered under the original.
That is on Monday, we are going to obligate the end of year funds, and we've got Nancy on that list.
On our travel item.
Yeah.
Hers is actually under consulting.
Yes.
And that's the budget committee?
Yeah, it's on Monday.
On Monday.
What time? It's at 10 a.m., yeah. And we'll be in here.
Councilwoman Harlan, please.
I'm just gonna stand on the record, and I know I sometimes have to stand on an island by myself, and I'm okay with that. We paid that woman $50,000. She's been paid. She needs to come and finish the strategic plan as she agreed to do so. I don't think paying for her travel, I don't think paying for her hotel, for her to come here again, is the right way to do it. We have paid her tremendously to finish the job. Again, I'm happy to stand on that island by myself.
I agree with you.
I agree.
Thank you, council. Everything's in order to go into meeting minutes. Anything else? I'd like to go into the next item. Meeting minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Second, I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, second by Councilwoman Harlan, to call for the question to approve the meeting minutes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcord?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rehardt?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. Okay, I'll give that to Mr. Councilman Redcord. Motion to adjourn, seconded by Councilman Rehardt. Call for the question, please.
I'm sorry, seconded by Councilman...
Rehardt? Oh, Councilman Redigal. We were all coughing at the same time.
Three hours.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcord?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rehardt?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
You're out, thank you all.
Cheers.